The Healing Womb, a meditation telecircle, is an offering from my heart to yours. I'm Laura Hegfield, hostess and guide. Make yourself comfortable, held in a container of silence. Our practice will begin shortly. To learn more about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and Lev Belev Soul Collage, please visit my website, www.shinethedivine.com, after our session. My blog, Shine the Divine, Creativity is a Spiritual Practice, where you'll find more information about the Healing Womb, can be accessed through the website as well. Welcome to the Healing Womb. I apologize for not being able to offer our session live today. As we all know, life happens, and this is for a happy occasion, traveling to spend time with two of my favorite mothers this Mother's Day weekend, my sister and sister-in-law. Still, I want to emphasize the blessing it is to be supporting one another with loving kindness and compassion on our shared healing journeys, energetically around the world in our ever-expanding circle via podcast. There are 30 of us now committed to practicing as a healing community. Who are we? We are Abby, Anita, Anne-Marie, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Colleen, Ernestine, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen, Karen, and Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. As you settle yourself comfortably to sit on a chair, cushion, blankets, or recline on your bed or sofa, whatever is most comfortable for your body at this time, I'm going to share a poem I wrote as inspiration for our practice today. Antique stories of our days, retold till we believe them. Edges yellowed, cracked. We open, then refold the map with precision. As if the very process of aligning crease within crease will serve as an origami amulet. A hole punched in one corner to lace around our necks with red string. Of course, the map is an imagined guide. Those shards of our stories are true. It is the compass, not the lines retraced, rubbed thousands of times by our mind's pointing finger, impossible to erase, that led us to this moment. And yes, it too has been broken, yet it has no crisp edges. Unfolded deep within soft contours instead, ours. Hours and hours, this beating lullaby, a lifetime of gentle waking, wordless rhythmic song. A quiet message, we must be still to discern, distill. The course changes. Each vibration your guide. Those shards of the stories remain true. Place your hand, hand of the compass, upon your chest. Feel the pulse. Release your fist to trust. You'll hear it through your palm. Leave the map behind, tucked in a drawer, or under a pile of books, more stories, it sighs. Listen, listen to me, your heart, with the same devotion invested into that map, ragged and worn too long. You have already arrived. And dear friends, so have I. What have I gleaned from these words that spilled from my heart as I sat contemplating what form our practice might take today? Clearly, it is a universal human experience to desire safety and to generally rely on feeling safe or delude ourselves into believing that as long as everything is going according to plan, our plan, we will be safe, our loved ones will be safe, and therefore we will feel contented in our lives. But there is no magic map, no fail-safe plan of protection, no matter what stories we tell ourselves. Life happens, one heartbeat at a time. And that is what we can trust, the wisdom of our hearts, what we feel deep inside. Because the gentle, soothing lullaby is actually a continuous wake-up call to be present to this moment. Learning to be with what is, just as it is, releases us from dependence on things being a particular way in order to experience contentment, or to accept that there are times when we simply are not content, and that is okay too. It isn't that our memories or predictions about the future are of no consequence. They are there, here, in our consciousness, to warn us with an intention of protection. There is wisdom, there is compassion in these habits of mind. We are wired for survival. Ultimately, though, what is true is what is happening now. Truth changes. Our lives change. We all know this, and it's one reason we're gathered here in this healing circle. Still, when we take time to be quiet and listen to the songs of our hearts, feel life pumping against our palms, we don't need a map, an amulet tied with red string to ensure our safety. And honestly, nothing can ensure our safety or the safety of our beloveds. Yet as we pay attention to our beating hearts, to our breath, flowing in and out, we can ask the mystery, God, the universe, our own consciousness, whoever or whatever we send our requests to for guidance, to help us feel safe, to help us feel content. Asking doesn't hurt. It is attaching ourselves to a specific outcome that causes suffering. Sometimes what we are really requesting is the grace to stay with, I don't feel safe, I don't feel content, without pretending our momentary reality away by adding another story or searching for a different road on our imaginary map to take us away from here, this uncomfortable place. Let's begin. Inhale as you raise your shoulders toward your ears. Exhale and release them to gravity. Inhale, lifting them again. Exhale as you roll them back, opening your chest, as the bony blades glide down along your spine. Inhale once more. This time, elongate your spine from the tip of your tailbone to the crown of your head, shoulders relaxed, neck long, and exhale. Place your right hand over your heart for a few breaths. Feel the rhythm pulsing in your chest, in your palm, your fingers, wherever you notice sensation the most. If you are sitting, allow your right hand to now come to rest on your thigh, close to the pelvis. Do the same with your left, keeping your shoulders aligned and your chest open for ease of breathing, palms facing upward. If you're reclining, rest your hands along the sides of your body. Close your eyes or maintain a soft, downward gaze. Our practice today is drawn from a portion of traditional metta, loving kindness practice, allowing our breath to rest lightly on these words. May I feel safe. May I feel content. May it be so. For all beings. We'll say these words in our minds while noticing whether the words are true for us, moment by moment, breath by breath, through the observance of sensations in our bodies. And there may come a point during our practice when you no longer need to repeat the words. Just let them go. And continue to pay attention to your body as you breathe, noticing whether or not you feel safe, whether or not you feel content. Observe where you feel these sensations in your body and how they feel. For example, tight, cool, warm, tingling, heavy, buoyant, whatever you are aware of. Just feel. Be present to the qualities of safe or unsafe, content or discontent as they move through your body. So just breathing in your own natural rhythm. May I feel safe. May I feel content. May it be so for all beings. May I feel safe. May I feel content. May it be so for all beings. May I feel safe. May I feel content. May it be so for all beings. Continue repeating the phrases as long as you find them helpful. And if that's for the entire practice, that's perfectly fine. We'll enter silence now until I ring a chime to indicate that our meditation has come to a close. May you be blessed with loving kindness. May you be blessed with compassion. May there be moments in your life when you truly feel safe, and moments in your life when you feel content. I look forward to gathering with all of you again, live in the Healing Womb on May 25th.